All right, this is 10 dozen minutes of post-Turkey disproving tryptophan urban legends with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. Hey, Jick, are you still with me?
I believe so.
Yes, you are. And we'll get some feedback on how well the sound is balanced in a couple of minutes and hopefully not get any feedback broadcasting across the internets.
Yeah, I don't really understand how this works. I can't get your voice to come out of my headphones, but you are not feeding back into my mic when you come out of the speakers, even though it's turned up very loud.
Maybe that's another feature of my voice, in addition to having the ability to arouse bison.
Oh, that could be.
My voice just doesn't feed back. Yeah. It could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen. God damn it. That that Midwestern flat A is starting to creep into my speech no matter how hard I try to keep it out. And it's
really?
It's driving me crazy.
Huh. Describe it. Give me an example. I don't think I heard it when you did it.
Okay. I am not a big fan of Adam Sandler, normal speaking. I'm not a big fan of Adam Sandler.
That seems more like a New York or Boston thing to me.
No, it's really a Midwest thing. It's that whole, all of your speech just gets kind of concentrated right there in the front of your mouth because you don't want to open your mouth too wide because it's really cold and your tongue might freeze.
I see. So that's more of a Northern thing though than a Midwest thing. Like that's the definite Fargo.
Yeah, I would love to not be talking like that. I'm going to do my best to hold on to my flat diction. What kills me is they always say when they are looking for a neutral voice to read news and such, they look for that completely neutral Midwest accent, which is, in my opinion, is not at all neutral.
But I think they're talking about, like, my accent.
Yeah, which is complete lack of accent. Unless you're from England, in which case they think you have a horrible accent.
Sure. But I mean, I think that, like, that's what they mean by Midwest, is my kind of Midwest, rather than the,
the closest to the phonetic spellings in the dictionary. And no weird vowel migrations.
I took that, remember that dialect survey where it just asked you a bunch of questions about how you pronounce things and what you call things?
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. It said you just speak English with no accent at all.
Hmm.
And so does everybody else from around where I'm from. I don't know. My mom has a little bit of an accent, but
some of my word choices are different, but they're from all over. Like they said, you say some things like you're Southern, you say some things like you're Midwest, and I think I just heard enough of each that, you know, I use like soda and pop interchangeably. I don't really pick one.
I never ever say pop. That's weird. That's something that's, it just kind of makes my eyes hurt.
In general,
I get a pop. Like soda pop, sure, but like just saying, get me a pop. Sody pop, yeah.
No, I think pop is kind of the worst of the bunch. I tend to, like, there wasn't an option for I'd like a beverage, which is usually what I say.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a test to determine how gay you are. It was a test to determine what dialect you speak.
I remember learning some new words for things that I didn't know, like peeny wallies for lightning bugs.
Wow.
Or fireflies. I call them lightning bugs, and so did everybody else where I grew up, but I guess they're fireflies in Civilization.
I've heard both.
And it was like, what do you call it when you skid around in circles in your car on somebody's lawn, and one of the options was whipping shitties?
Huh.
Which, that was awesome.
So, I could write a memoir called Whipping Shitties in the Peeny Wallies?
Yep.
Or I could have a band called Whipping Shitties. You could
form a band called Whipping Shitty in the Peeny Wallies. Yeah. Whipping Shitties could be like Counting Crows. and there was one other one. There was some weird variation on catty-cornered.
Uh-huh.
That I always thought that was C-A-D-D-Y, cornered. But apparently, I mean, the way this thing had it was C-A-T-T-Y. And Catter Corner was another variant on that. So, I think I found where we got in the questions. I think.
Yeah. Just wait.
They're from Monday. We didn't do a show on Thursday, right? Because it was Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving here. Had a handful of people over. That worked out well. That was the first time my wife had ever been in charge of cooking Thanksgiving dinner, and she did a pretty fantastic job. Everything was delicious.
Excellent.
I made some pumpkin pies, and I accidentally bought a can of pumpkin instead of a can of pumpkin pie filling, and ended up actually making a pumpkin pie, like, with all the ingredients and spices and everything.
Wow.
Which I don't know how it was that I guess I just thought that making a pumpkin pie from pumpkin pie filling was a lot more complicated than it was, because I picked up the can and used the recipe on the back of the can to buy all the rest of the ingredients.
Isn't it pretty much just pour this can into a pie crust?
Well, yeah, I think you have to add some condensed milk to it.
Hmm.
But with the pumpkin, it was like I had to make this giant bowl of like sugar and ginger and cinnamon and stuff, and cloves, and then mix that with some eggs, and then some milk, and then some pumpkin.
Hmm.
So it was crazy.
We actually
I did have that problem where I cooked it like, you know, 1.5 times as long as the recipe said, and it still didn't set all the way, which I just don't know what the fuck.
We actually ended up making apple pies from scratch. Like, usually we get the apples and do all the filling and everything from scratch, but nobody rolls out crusts anymore because you can just go to the store and buy them. But in the Midwest, every grocery store and, like, every chain store, even Walmart and Target, are closed on Thanksgiving. And it, not just closed, like, you call them and the phone just rings and rings. Like, the answering machines and robotic answering systems take the holiday off too. They take it that seriously.
Huh.
So the only store that was open was the hippie co-op in Uptown. So we ended up with organic, cruelty-free apples and vegan shortening unbleached flour to make the crust. But it was delicious. Like, the organic apples were delicious, and I felt a lot less guilty after eating it than I do usually when I eat apples.
Why do you feel guilty when you eat apples? Oh, because of the cruelty.
Yeah, because those aren't apples that have volunteered to be eaten.
Man, I got a couple more months and then just fucking a million lemons on this tree outside. I'm just watching them get bigger and bigger, thinking, man, in a couple months I'm going to drink the shit out of you with some sugar.
Mm.
I'm getting excited about that.
In a couple of months, I'll be making snow cones. From the snow in my backyard. It snowed on Thanksgiving Day, but nothing that actually amounted to anything.
I'm hoping to get some snow when I'm at the mystery hunt.
Hmm. I gotta link you to my Flickr stream. I've joined the Flickr army, and I'm currently lobbying Flickr to make their site fucking navigable. But
Flickr makes me sad.
It's an incredible piece of software, except for actually looking through the pictures. There are all these great ways that you can organize them, but unless the person you send the link to knows how to navigate Flickr, they're not going to be able to use it.
Yeah, my wife's taking a photography class, and she has to upload her stuff. It's a digital photography class, so she has to upload everything to Flickr, and it's really the one experience I had messing with was really super frustrating. Like, the easiest way I could find to look at all the pictures was just to, like, right-click on them and open them all in individual tabs.
Huh.
Because you couldn't actually move from one to the next one in the photo set. Like, and I don't know what the fuck was going on with that. I might have just missed something.
You can. Like, there's a... In, like, the set view, there's... Yeah, and in the regular view, too, there is a little navigation window that pops up to the right. And it shows little tiny thumbnails, and you click on each one to advance it. And it's kind of janky. And it would be much easier if there were just a freaking previous and next button. But, I don't know. Uploading it, it's 10 times as fast as PhotoBucket. It has way more ways to organize the photos, and I don't know. Everything's just easier with it except actually looking at them. So I'm lobbying.
I've never done anything. Like, whenever I want to show somebody a picture, I just upload it to, like, the images directory on Asymmetric and link to it.
Well, then you have web space, and I don't. You should give me a little corner of Asymmetric to call my own.
I think I could actually set up an account on there that you'd be able to do. I'll eventually move Asymmetric to a server with a new data center, but I just haven't wanted to. I'm still just paying for hosting on that. Jose Cuervo asks if we could please make the KOL holiday messages display above the main map rather than below. I missed half of Oyster Egg Day because the reminder was below the bottom of my screen. I wonder how many people run at a resolution that they can't see the stuff below the main map.
Couldn't we put that notation above or on the login screen? Or do you think that would confuse people who've never played before?
No, you know, I guess we could. It could just go in as an announcement. The trouble is the way that the holidays are recognized right now, it wouldn't actually know that it was that holiday on the login screen.
Huh.
Back in the day, it could have been, but because so much stuff we want to, like, automatically have it occur on the real holiday as well as the KOL holiday. Like, there's this sort of different set of code for those now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, tomorrow, I guess, I don't know if this is actually the right day or not, but tomorrow at Rollover, the, one of the new holidays is going in.
Right.
That'll be exciting for people.
I didn't realize that was coming up that fast.
Or not exciting. Yeah, no, it kind of snuck up on me, too. I've just been balls deep in this pirate stuff. It's getting there. I got you know, a good chunk of the remaining work done today. Saturday when I was in, I got to the point where I'm like, okay, this project is now down to a single to-do list. I can write a bunch of things on the whiteboard, and when all of them are done, the thing is ready to roll out. Some of them are more time consuming than others. But me and Riff cruised along on it today. I went out. It was a friend of mine's birthday last night, and went out, got really drunk at Rula Bula, which is this like Irish pub downtown, and was not looking and feeling my best this morning, so I got kind of a late start. But I'm hoping to get some more work done after the show. I'm not drinking, which I usually have a couple of beers during the show, so I should actually be something other than useless after after the fact. So we'll see. But tomorrow, independent of the doing the artwork for the new holiday and making sure that that's going to roll out, I am just all pirates all the time. And yeah, it's getting closer and closer. I figured out a way to delay some of the event for a week or two so we have more time to do the interesting bits of that to our satisfaction. So that'll be... And it also, I think, makes the event a little more interesting. Makes people feel like they're a part of something for a longer period of time.
Just one day, if you could all feel part of something bigger than yourself...
I felt part of my car today.
I had crashed Jess's car, which was not a very popular decision, I have to admit, around the house.
Wow, what happened?
Nothing major. I was backing up and I saw a telephone pole behind me and said, oh, I better stop before I hit that telephone pole, and didn't see that in front of the telephone pole were like three big concrete pillars that were just the right height to be under the rear window. So when I stopped, when I was planning on stopping to be 2 feet away from the telephone pole and still have enough room to turn around, I backed into one of the giant concrete things. So just, she needs a new bumper and a new rear, like, little piece of molding. It didn't really hurt the body of the car. It just cracked all of the hollow plastic shit that's up the side of it, including the taillights. But,
wow.
Pain in the ass.
That sucks.
So for
they should take away your driver's license, man.
That's the first time I've had a car accident in years. And we should say, for people who don't know, Jick was with me when I was learning to drive, and due to the way that that drivers are licensed in Arizona, I was learning to drive well after I got my driver's license and was driving on a regular basis, so he just remembers me kind of scraping against people in parking lots and turning right or turning left and going the wrong way down the street and little things like that.
Well, you know, I guess the when your car got totaled, it wasn't your fault, so
that was that was karmic payback, I think.
Nuju says, why don't we take hot damage when we eat the brain-meltingly hot chicken wings? You know, that is an excellent question. I think, hey, tell me if my voice cuts out, gets screwy while I'm doing this. When I am, like, loading, this network connection up here is so bad that when I am loading a web page, it causes you to break up.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping that it doesn't cause my, like, outgoing voice to break up.
It does a little bit.
But yeah, this is fucking awful. I am, one of my projects this week, I think, is going to be to run some Cat 5, at least temporarily, up the side of my house and in the wall up here, so that I can have a real internet connection. Kind of sucks. I mean, I don't want to, like, drill holes all the way through the walls of my house, but there's not really any other option. I mean, I guess I could, you know, drill holes in the windows.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like that's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, although I'm learning that the construction of a house is kind of simpler than you would think. Like, thinking of running I need to run a water supply up to my refrigerator from the basement, but that really just means cutting a hole in a piece of wood and running a pipe up through it from downstairs to upstairs.
Yeah.
It gets less intimidating when you start to do stuff like that.
This is just, I mean, this is going to be janky no matter what I do. Is it, my problem is, you know, I say I'm going to set it up temporarily, but then I know I'm going to be using it for fucking ever. So, like,
right.
You know, I want to, like, waterproof the, you know, I mean, to the extent that I can. There are going to be places where it's just Cat 5 running across my roof, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it only rains, like, once a year here, so, yeah. I can just replace the cable every time, I guess. I did figure out a way that is, like, less than 100 feet or so to get a wire up here. It's just, like, a matter of, like I said, you know, it sucks the times that I've made holes in stucco, because it's, like, you're sort of having to drill through concrete.
Mm-hmm.
I installed a cat door at the other house all the way from inside to outside, and it was, which is far more effective than the other cat doors that I had installed. It was like, next to an existing doorway. It just be like the cats should have their own entrances and exits and water fountains.
Okay.
Notech says, I can't cheer you guys on enough for the SBIP. I get more chat laughs out of that thing. Oh, the sword behind the inappropriate prepositions. I couldn't figure out what it was.
I am so happy that the Wang now applies to those. That is something that irritates me when people are trying to seriously talk about something and coming.
Oh, did somebody make that happen?
Yeah.
Must have been Zeno. Or me, and I don't remember it. BalanceTor says, just a thought, but sometimes it makes me happy to see you guys spend more time agonizing over an interface change than my company, a multinational software developer, does. Thanks! Oh, you're welcome. We are a multinational software developer, though.
Are we multinational?
Well, I don't know. What does that mean to be multinational?
And having people in different nations working on
we
it?
We had people in different nations.
No, that's true. We were briefly a multinational company. The people on our payroll.
Have a couple people in the Boston area, which is so liberal that it's kind of its own country.
I was going to say that Boston is so much a medieval hamlet whose citizens are easily frightened by loud noises. That, although I did notice that St. Paul has the And actually downtown, like deep downtown Minneapolis, has the same navigation problems that downtown Boston does. So I really can't say anything about it. But
I have never tried to drive
goddamned
in
toll
Boston.
Roads in Minneapolis. Or in the suburbs. You can drive on all the roads for free. Take that concept to heart, Boston.
I mean, I don't mind toll roads, you know? Like, I've never lived anywhere that had them, but it doesn't really... Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much.
I just don't get why. You know?
Well, it's to pay for road improvements.
Yeah, but every other... You know, the other, I don't know, say 35 states of the Union who don't have any toll roads at all somehow manage to keep their roads up okay.
Well, right. They do it using everybody's money rather than just the people that use the roads the most. I mean, I'm all about usage taxes instead of just general taxes because they just sort of make sense, you know? I mean, I feel like if you added extra, like instead of having toll roads, if you specifically added extra taxes to gasoline, say, and earmark that money towards road improvement, that would make a lot of sense, too, rather than just like, oh, a part of our sales tax budget goes to transportation.
They already do that, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, that's why.
I just get confused about the taxes that we pay and the thing that Arizona is especially bad. Every tax is higher in percentage than it is in Minnesota, and yet Arizona is always broke. I think Arizona has a crack habit.
Could be.
It's not telling anybody about.
I mean, there was that alternative fuels bill that sort of ate up all of the state's money in one day, and I think they just never recovered from that.
Yeah, it was a trip though to go and. I bought some shoes, and the price tag said $34.99, and at the register, they ran my card for $34.99.
There's no sales tax in Minnesota?
No tax on clothing and on basic food items.
Wow, that's weird.
Yep. And yet, you know, the state runs. There aren't giant potholes in the roads or anything. It's cold. Maybe that's what most of the money in Arizona goes for. Like maybe Arizona would be Arctic tundra if it weren't for the weather systems that cost a lot of money.
Well, I mean, it costs a fortune to get water to Phoenix.
That's
you
true.
Know, and it's, you know, we're so far away from everything else that like all the gasoline has to be transported in from, you know, huge distances and stuff. So it's like I don't know. I mean, I feel like you are going to end up spending at least as much on heating as you spent on air conditioning here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Whereas there's just no heat budget in Arizona. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be... Although, since they know that, like, the gas company knows you're going to spend more money in the winter months, they kind of average the bill out over the course of the year. So you pay, like, $100 a month every month instead of $50 some months and $300 some months. So,
I see.
It makes sense. It hasn't been too bad.
You're starting to cut out really bad. This is just infuriating. I don't know if there's something running on the other computer that's attached to the hub up here that's causing more traffic to be used up or what.
Smells good.
Agajag 619 says, would you ever consider making common abbreviations, LSE, ZPB, TPS, etc., searchable in the mall so lazy people don't have to type so much? I have often thought about, because there is code in place for me to search via these kind of code words in the mall. And I guess that I could just put a bunch of shortcuts in there. But, you know... What if somebody wants to search for words that have LTS in the name of them?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose I could do it like, you know, if you typed a dash, say, then it would switch it into like shortcut mode.
Yeah.
Noinam says, could you add more inappropriate body parts that could randomly hit? I can't think of any more inappropriate body parts.
More inappropriate body parts on the adventurer or on the monster?
Either one, I guess.
I guess probably we haven't added to that list. That's what, arse, bung, nipple, arm, head. We haven't added to the adventurer hit list since ever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it needs any more, though, you know? Hi, Club View says, hey, I just got the calendar in the mail. Very cool. Although, has it been run through the sword behind inappropriate prepositions? The credits say, and reprinted by permission. Yes, I read the credits.
Well, of course they're reprinted by permission.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, that's pretty standard. All images copyright 2008 of their respective artists and reprinted by permission. By the permission of the artist, it is reprinted.
But it wouldn't be reprinted with permission?
I've never seen it that way.
I mean, you know, I come here by permission of the king.
I don't know. I think people are trying too hard with the typo reports now.
Gloob suggests that combining two skeleton bones should yield a bone meringue because, you know, ranged weapons are awesome.
I had some bone meringue pie once. It really wasn't that great.
Or the Vato porn superhero Boner Mang.
Istanbul asks, this will be kind of neat. He says, is there any way you could make Wangs usable from Hanks while you're in hardcore? Not a free pull, because then people could disassemble them and auto-sell the parts or whatever, but usable right from Hanks to stop people who are being annoying with the sword.
Alternatively, we could just make them a free pull and not make them disassemblable.
That's not bad.
I mean, I don't know if they have an auto-sell or anything. I mean, sure. Why not? I can't do it right now, though, because the fucking network is too slow up here. I can't even load the item spindler. It's so heavy with features that it's timing out before. It fucking sucks, man. Maybe I'll get up really early tomorrow so that I can go to Fry's. Like, if I got up really early and then left work early enough that I could actually drive to Fry's and get home while there was still some daylight, then I could take care of it. I'm also going to need to go to a hardware store because I don't have anything with which to drill through the wall.
I would recommend, I don't know, do you have a drill and no bits or no drill?
I have a drill, I just don't have a masonry bit, which is what it would take.
Oh, yeah. Are you stucco on the outside?
Yeah. It would have to be a masonry bit big enough for the entire end of a... Well, I guess I could just make the cable. That's probably a better idea. Because that way I could just run Cat 5 through instead of having to make the hole big enough to get the entire tip.
Yeah. I hate it when the hole's not big enough for the entire tip. I'm sorry, I have to liven up this boring conversation we're having about home repair with some kind of innuendo or something.
Sure. The Sword of Leany says, can there be a chef staff that adds 3,500% spell damage to spells so that I can defeat the man with salsa ball? No.
3,500% damage. That seems kind of excessive. Well.
Elemental Burn says, clan blacklist, please. Needed for larger clans where multiple admins process applications and need to keep asshats out without constantly checking the list. Thanks. No. Seriously, just pay attention.
Or put your clan blacklist in your clan forum. Right? Sure.
The Move says, that whole don't tase me bro thing, the kid had his hands up and said he was leaving. Watch it again. On top of that, he was saying, I am leaving, let me go. That is why the whole situation was ridiculous. Eh, he was still fucking with them.
Yeah, I would say he had his hands up and saying he was leaving, but he wasn't leaving.
Yeah.
None of his actions matched up with his walking. Like, I can kind of agree with you after the last discussion we had that I still think the guy is a douchebag and should have been subdued somehow, but it is kind of terrifying to see tasers in the hand of regular security guards, to say nothing of the police. Yeah. It really seems like an odd thing to become an internet meme, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know that it has. Like, I hadn't heard it or thought about it for a week, you know?
And it keeps showing up whenever there's a tasering story on FARC, which happens at least once a day.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
I like FARC.
RedMage13 says, if you guys make Soul Raver, I would climax and probably donate a lot, but only if you also include the quest in which you give Bowie the book of easy-to-learn Bowie songs. Did you hear that?
No.
So, we were talking about how it would be funny to make a game called Soul Raver, which was just a game where you traveled in time between the 70s and the 90s. And, yeah, I think Riff suggested that one of the quests would be such that you would, you would, in the 90s, buy a book of easy-to-play Bowie songs and then give it to David Bowie in the 70s.
Sure. I would like to see the entire game Soul Calibur remade as Soul Raver, actually. Just, all of the weapons, instead of actually hitting and, you know, doing grotesque gore, could just, leave, like, trails of light behind them to show damage. Oh, wait, that's how Soul Calibur already works, never mind.
Right. It'd be more like Rez. Like, it would come with a dildo.
That should everything.
Yeah.
Somebody asked for at least one Jefferson Airplane reference in the game. You got it. You've actually got two.
What?
Oh. There's the, in the Violet Fog, there's a Jefferson Airplane thing in the, Wild Hare's familiar equipment. The Dormouse that says, feed your head.
I see. GigaShadow555 says, why is the Cola Battlefield only available for a limited amount of time? I think the better question is, why are all the other zones available all the time?
It's because you should get it now for a limited time.
Missing No says, I got the usual adventure games and message from drinking Red's rum today, not the usual extra on Feast of Boris. Yeah, that was screwy. I forgot to, it was a in case you were wondering, it was a variable scope issue. I'd forgotten that the adventure games are inside a function declaration rather than out in the code in general, so it was looking for a global variable that was not in scope. Rule 5 says, the gnome quest is hilarious, you guys rules. Thank you. And it only was like 9 months from the time that was written and completely designed to the time that it got implemented.
I have to support the way that we rolled that out, though, because making it a necessary required part of an S13, as we had originally decided, would probably have bankrupted the company.
Yeah. I mean, it would have bankrupted the company because all of us would have been murdered by Spartans.
And robbed. Gleebs asks if you are going to make Pickpocket not auto-trigger against mini-bosses.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's not really any such designation as mini-bosses, but against boss monsters, which I think would include everything that he's talking about. Yeah, you want to drop that in the wiki in that to-do list from the radio shows thing?
Sure.
Smitty Boy says, is there any way for you to implement multiple clans per person? Like, you could be a member of two clans at once? No chance whatsoever.
Now, the whitelist accomplishes that to, I think, every degree that you need to have it done.
Xmudex says, you mess with the duct tape for a while, but can't figure out how to make anything interesting out of 247 pieces. Bug, feature, or oversight? Is 247 some specific number?
I don't think so.
I'm going to do a Google search for 247 duct tape. Maybe find somebody who lives at 247 Duct Tape Avenue.
Or somebody who parties with duct tape 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right. Like 24-hour duct tape people?
Mm-hmm.
I I got this new game for the DS called Orcs and Elves.
And
it's pretty awesome. It was a port of a mobile phone game, which is interesting, right? With a few features added for the DS, but it was just this entirely unapologetic, like early 90s, late 80s style dungeon crawl. Like the 3D maze, you are just a single person rather than like the crazy party of adventurers with all kinds of equipment slots and a bunch of different shit you got to manage. It was very, very straightforward, very satisfying. I'm supposed to ask if you want to come over to our house for a party this next weekend.
Probably not.
Yeah. She needs a Mr. Green. She's doing this photography project where she's taking pictures of people dressed as the characters from Clue, wielding the weapons from Clue. We bought a gigantic fucking candlestick at Goodwill yesterday.
That's always something that just comes in handy around the house. It's kind of a big blunt instrument that you can also use to light things with. Hold candles on with for.
Yeah, yeah.
Near.
It's one of those that's designed for those great big fat stubby candles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like huge. 2 feet long. It's huge.
We
found this giant fucking knife, too. Like the biggest butcher knife I've ever seen.
At the Goodwill?
Yeah.
That's kind of chilling.
Yep. It was in a huge box of other knives and implements of destruction. It's not as much interesting stuff at the Goodwill as there used to be. Or maybe my threshold for what things I find interesting is just higher. Like, oh man, we gotta get this Rainbow Bright lunchbox. Freeman says, just wondering why the cone of ex-girlfriends does cold damage. Surely sleaze is more likely, or spooky if they were those sorts of girlfriends. Well, no, you know, the idea is that your ex-girlfriends regard you very coldly.
Or perhaps you broke up with them because they were frigid.
Oh, that's also a possibility, a potential. Opposability. QOV says, why can I not auto-sell my tasty tarts? I don't know. I mean, I think that I made that so you can't auto-sell any semi-rares. I think. I could be wrong. Not being able to auto-sell stuff, in my mind, is kind of a subtle cue that it's something that is important. So, that's that. Slimy says, is it possible to have Feast of Boris monsters stop scaling at some point? For non-ascenders, the battles become pretty well impossible to win for Moxie classes and Silk Lovers at some point.
Ascend.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the infinite scaling. What's DL6?
In what context?
Sable 4 saying, thanks for the Parrot's DL6 reference. That came in handy during the third Phoenix Wright game's last case. Apparently everyone and their monkey are tied into DL6. Oh, wait, I see. Okay, that was some reference that Riff wrote about Phoenix Wright. I think it was something that some Parrot said in Phoenix Wright that is in the list of things that the Parrot can say.
Is that game playing at all?
I don't think so. I can't stand it. It's, you know, Riff likes it. My wife likes it. She just bought the newest one, in fact. But it's like, you know, it's kind of this vaguely interactive movie, and then it's got some, you know, point-and-click adventure elements to it. And it's got a lot of things where it's like you understand what's going on, but you have to figure out how to get your character to understand what's going on. And I got stuck on, like, the second case, which was totally fucking simple, and I knew exactly what had happened, but I just, for some reason, I wasn't looking at things. I wasn't showing things to the judge in exactly the right order. So that's some nonsense. I guess you get to yell objection a lot.
Oh, into the DS microphone?
Yeah.
That doesn't... I mean, that's not something that I have been craving.
Yeah.
I wish there was an excuse for me to shout objection into my DS. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can kind of just do that whenever you want.
Yeah, but having an excuse to do so, so you're not just some crazy guy shouting into the DS. I'm a crazy guy shouting into my DS because I'm playing Phoenix Wright. I don't know, the only game I have for that DS is the Mario 64, which I played until I got stuck and can't figure out what to do. And being a mobile system means I'm never around a computer to look up a walkthrough while I'm thinking about it, so pretty much done with it, I think. Anyway.
The rum says, oh, sorry, what?
Yeah, go ahead.
The rum says, Jick, I realize that dying in 7 Days a Stranger might be annoying, but you should consider playing through it again anyway, since Trilby's notes in 6 Days a Stranger are so good comparatively. Well, wait. You want me to play it so that I can see how good the other games are compared to it? Also, the new Trilby game, The Art of Theft, is a really good stealth game, which I thought was impossible. Yeah, I would have thought that was impossible, too, but I'd be willing to try it. I started playing Trilby's Notes last night, and I got super, super frustrated by... Okay, so the first two games that he mentioned are, like, point-and-click adventures, like the newer Sierra games. But Trilby's Notes is one where you actually, you know, you type. It's got, like, a text parser, and you walk along, and then you type what you want to do. But I thought that'd be really interesting. So the first thing that you have to do is you go into this room where you can't turn the lights on, and it's Sabina's house or whatever. I don't remember her name. But you go in, and you open the window so that you can see her corpse laying on the floor in the flashes of lightning. And after saying, "Examine Nadine," it said it's too dark to see anything, and then it never occurred to me to type examine body.
Hmm.
So the fact that her fucking name doesn't work turned the very first act you have to perform in that game into a guess the word game that I just couldn't win.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You should try this Pac-Man text adventure game that I think Gleebs just linked.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of forward and eat dot involved.
Huh.
I mean, it seems to be... I'm guessing that if you laid it out, it would be the Pac-Man grid the way it ought to look, judging by the number of forwards and turnings, but I think it's more of a joke than anything. Entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't really be able to tell where the ghosts were, which would make it pretty difficult to play Pac-Man. Yeah, I'd be willing to try out The Art of Theft. I like that guy. I wish that there had been a zero punctuation this week. The Pretender says the day after Crimbo should be a holiday where all the gift store items cost one meat less.
Because
and then Robo9981 says, I was curious listening to your November 15th show, and I searched pulverized toes in Google image search. The third image was hardcore porn with camel toe in the title.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to see the other four pictures that come up on a Google image search for pulverized toes.
The Gunman asks me how the sentence, the yard needs mowed, is grammatically correct. Yeah, apparently it's not.
How is it not?
We've had this discussion too many times.
Yeah. I actually, you do forget that I agree with you.
No. I don't forget that. I just hate that everyone else disagrees with me.
Yeah.
I got made fun of pretty mercilessly, and I don't know why that was, because it's not like... I feel like you could make fun of somebody who is constantly fucking stuff up like that, but, like, you know, this sort of single omission seemed to be such a huge sin.
Well, it's because you talk correctly most of the time, and you pride yourself on that. I mean, you're not as much of a dick about it as I am, but it is more noticeable when you say something that's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah.
There is, in some of the newish content... that's what it is. In one of the encounters in the airship that just went in, when you go see the... burly armed sidekick, he's laying in his bed. Stop it.
What?
it fucking kills me. Like, he was just laying in his bed. Like, no, he wasn't. He was lying in his bed. That's an...
L-I-E-I-N-G.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If you must. Okay. Anything but laying.
Right.
Seriously, it causes me pain, like bleeding from the eyeballs and vagina. Don't make me bleed from my vagina, damn it.
A vagina, damn it. Mm.
Maybe that's what I should say when my mother-in-law complains about me saying, God damn it.
Vagina, damn it?
Yep.
Yeah. Gorlex says DJ, which I think is probably meant to go to chatbot or something. Pussy Willow says, hi, Jake. I was wondering, do you think there could be a mechanism that could track how long we kept alcohol in our inventory and X more number of stats / adventures given? Since, I mean, the longer you booze, the better it tastes, right? Or so I'm told, at least, since I'm only 17, I wouldn't know. Maybe the longer you keep booze, the better it tastes. I don't think that that's actually true. I left a six-pack of Heineken out in the yard for a couple of months. And it was pretty terrible when I finally drank. I drank the whole six-pack because, you know, I'm not going to waste beer. I didn't actually do that.
You know, it would be kind of interesting, though, to have a wine that aged.
I mean, it would just be, impossible. We sort of do. Every once in a while, when I think about it, I go in and up the quality on the Mafia wines. Okay. But there are so few of them, and nobody ever drinks them, so...
Yeah.
So nobody knows. Of course, now that I've spoiled it, everybody knows. But Disky says, how come when a fat in the box explodes, it can give you any or all of the original ingredients, but not the smart skull? I don't know. I don't know if I did that on purpose or if it was an accident.
I just assumed that the skull was the part that exploded from, getting overheated, thinking too much.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, right? It can't explode such that it wouldn't destroy the skull. Little bits of it might land.
Hmm.
Chemistron says, what was the inspiration for the attention deficit demon? Is there an asymmetric staff member who is particularly ADD? No, we're all relatively normal. I don't think any of us have been diagnosed with any...
Look, a squirrel.
Popular illnesses.
No.
That was one of my least favorite magazines.
Popular illnesses.
Illnesses. Yeah.
I don't know, their swimsuit issue was pretty good. I gotta say. I remember their, like, the AD demon started out as the ADD elemental. And I think it was just... I think you guys came up with that entirely from the mechanic, right?
Yeah.
It's, believe it or not, kids, every year it is kind of a struggle to come up with something that's different to what we've done before, and...
Did you just say different to?
Yeah, I've started to, because I can never remember if it's different than or different from. So, I'm using the British different to.
I mean, is it one or the other of those two things?
Yeah, or either. I can never remember how to construct phrases like that, so I just say different to.
I see.
Yeah. Something that's unique, not only in the Mr. Store history, but also in every other familiar in the game.
Yeah.
So, it gets...
You guys did an excellent job this year, though. I like that hunchback.
Now, I'm not saying we don't knock it out of the park every year, because we certainly do, but it gets trickier than rocking a rhyme that's right on time.
Gleeb says, you know how giant pinky rings protect against negative status effects? Can we have more stuff like that? Buffs, familiars, consumables, something? It is a mechanic that you know, I would use stuff like that more often, but people get so mad about the negative status effects that we can't really make them particularly negative. Yeah, so... Harry Annie says, smoldering boxes are only giving one canned air for Hardcore Oxy Bad Moon run, lead-in runs. Please check the code. I don't... Huh.
I'll throw that in the list.
Yeah, I thought that I fixed it.
Uh,
let's see. Fred Levi says, they stopped keeping bad jokes and other deleted nonsense on Wikipedia. That's lame. I used to get big laughs out of some of those funny edits. Also, Edgar Allan Poe was a homosexual. No, Edgar Allan Poe is a homosexual, is what it said. Bahu says, wait a minute, the frat boys are the half-orcish horde, but the hippies have shamans? What jerkass sold the hippies the Burning Crusade?
Oh, World of Warcraft humor. How I don't understand you.
Yep. Yes, you don't. It used to be that only, there are two factions, right? Horde and Alliance. And it used to be that only Horde could be shamans and only Alliance could be paladins.
Hmm.
But they changed that when they added two new races with the first expansion and made it so Alliance had one race that could be a shaman and Horde had one race that could be a paladin.
Yeah, I had.
That's okay, that's all.
I finally saw someone play World of Warcraft for a little bit when one of Jess's friends is really into it and we wanted to hang out with her and she had to, it was during her WoW time, so we had to watch her play if we wanted to talk to her.
Right.
And it just strikes me as a lot like the Clerks 2 description of Lord of the Rings. Like, I watched her walk for 20 minutes and then she got into a fight and got killed and got teleported back to wherever she came from, so I watched her walk for another 20 minutes. And it was like,
yeah.
Wow, the graphics are amazing and The thing is, it looks really neat, but I'm just watching.
The further in you get, and sort of the better you are at planning, the less of that there is. But it is frustrating. I mean, you get past it, and what kind of sucks is that they make you walk around a lot so that you really want to get to the point where you can buy a horse, and move around faster. And then, it eventually gets to the point where it's not the travel time is pretty negligible once you get past a certain point. So, but yeah, that is definitely a valid complaint. It's something that makes it more of a world, but, the world kind of sucks in terms of how long it takes to get places, so.
It kind of reminds me of the Desert Bus game.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, you could... I can see how you could become totally immersed in that world. I am just not. I don't want another thing for me to spend a couple hours a day on.
Yeah. The World of Square says, hey, Jake and Scully, I was wondering if myself and some of my computer engineering buddies could be remote members of the MIT Mystery Hunt team this year. Please? Talk to Hot Stuff, and he can give you the information to log on to their crazy remote solving wiki thing. There's a lot of KOL people that get involved in that on the team. FIFO was pretty active last year. ACM says, this is my first Myst class run since NS 13, so I'm learning about the splashback effects, etc. I noticed that each set that it lasts for one adventure, but really only lasts for one round. Worth changing the combat text to clarify for those who first encounter this? It probably matters most for Soul Freeze, which only returns MP during that same battle. I can see how that's a little confusing and or misleading, but it is only that one that goes away, I think. So, it does last for that entire adventure. I mean, it isn't, because, if it's not, it doesn't have to be the next round when it triggers. So.
If you said last round, people would be justified in thinking that it only lasted until you hit the monster again.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Mario Galaxy. Did you ever pick Mario Galaxy back up?
I didn't. Another fan says, you ever listen to your old radio shows? Fascinating stuff. You guys appear to be doomed to repeat yourselves. Like on the 18th of September 2006, you talked about other genders, and someone mentioned the bowl in the cottage, except this time you said it became the roof. Neat stuff. But I'm more amused by the volleyball problems you had then. Did that ever get fixed? I, for one, never use a volleyball, so that conversation is unusual for me. I don't know that it is ever going to be the case that, for serious play, non-volleyball familiars get a lot of use. And I think that I kind of just have to be okay with that. I know, you know, new players use combat familiars a lot because it makes fights a lot easier for them, and that's fine. I got less concerned. And, you know, we're going to repeat ourselves because it's hard to talk for 4 hours a week about the same, you know, game without saying the same stuff.
And there are,
I have a feeling that a lot of the things that we say are just, I think that we have the same conversations multiple times, months and or years apart.
Well, we're kind of crotchety. For as much as we're not particularly old enough to be crotchety, we are. And there's a regular set of things that piss us off. And when one of those things gets brought up in chat or something, we have to address it. Kind of the same way that there are a number of arguments that we've had back and forth for 10 years now, and we're not about to stop. So, and I do listen to the old radio shows, but need to download some of the more current ones, because I think I've listened to all of them a couple of times now. But, by the way, I'm not recording shows. Never mind. Somebody was asking when we're going to update the site again, but I was like, hey, I have my SAM up now. I can definitely upload the show to Jack, but I can't host on SAM for this show. So.
Yeah, that's really frustrating. I wish that there was a technical solution that allowed us to do it.
I am surprised that...
The thing is, I know that there is a plugin for Winamp that is like a wave out to hard drive plugin, but the last time I used it, it was a pain in the ass, because you have to like go in and start the plugin when you start doing the radio show, and it records everything that's coming through Winamp, so it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Before we do the show next week, we'll see if we can hook up a little bit early, and I'll try and use Sam with Skype. So it seems like I ought to be able to set it to where you can hear both of us just like you can on Winamp, since SAM is a lot more feature-rich than Winamp anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since we tried that, so yeah. Then it's an entirely new major version of SAM, too. So, yeah. Badger says, man, I remember when you made abortion jokes and said, 8 new zones! Grow a tentacle, Mr. Skullhead. Jick has one, and he's not even an anime character.
You grow a tentacle, Badger.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm saying.
The pirate revamp is becoming Spooky Raven-esque in scope. There's about as many items in it as there are in Spooky Raven, I think. Well, not counting the bones.
I did go through the item spindler and fill in anything that was empty.
Oh, groovy.
And did the same thing with the monster spindler, so I think everything's complete on that end of things.
There are a handful of adventures the series where you wrote the first one, I'm assuming that you would like to write the second, third, and fourth ones?
Probably.
In the bar zone, and then one in the first ship zone.
Apparently a bunch of new items were added today.
Yeah, I think I described everything that I added today, though.
Yeah.
So, man. Yeah, it's because now what's left is all of the content for the actual event thing. So it's kind of an event and kind of not. It's a little weird.
It's a quantum event?
Yeah, yeah.
Singular.
Nobody will know until they open the box with a dead cat in it.
Right. You really ought to read Schrodinger's... Damn, now I'm forgetting what the book is called. I'll find it for you. It was a book that I read and lent to Riff to read, and you would enjoy the hell out of it, about quantum singularities and wacky comedy.
Huh.
Good stuff. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, why not?
All right, we're going to take about 10.
All right.
Starting now.
Said I don't know if I've ever been good enough. I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head is caving in. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved. My hand has touched me, and I feel like something's gonna give. I'm a little bit angry. Well, this ain't over. No, not here. Now what I still need to round. You don't know me. We might change it. Yeah, it just might feel good. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna take you for granted. I wanna take you for granted. Yeah, yeah, well, I will.
These streets below the moon.
sleeping. Now we are awake, so we can say, in a moment we lost our minds here and dreamt the world was round, a million miles far from grace. Thank God we missed the crest. Run to the water and find heaven. Burn to the core, but not broken. Cut through the madness of the streets below the moon. With a nuclear fire of love in our hearts. Again, I can see it now, Lord. Out beyond all the breaking waves and the tribulation. It's a place and a home of ascended souls who swim out there in
to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I'm one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Or am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore who said my life's a bore. So quit my whining, cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Or am I just paranoid? Yo, yo, yo. Dogs cry. been to come true. So I better hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes your mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Or am I just paranoid? No, I'm just so.
And we're back, and I am still chewing on the tasty, tasty beef stew that my wife made for dinner.
I was about to be still chewing on some tasty, tasty ham sandwich that I grabbed with some leftover Thanksgiving ham.
Oh, yeah, you did the ham and somebody else brought the turkey?
Well, my mom made the turkey.
And we had a kind of weird Thanksgiving, so we had to split it between the two halves of my wife's family, like her mother's family and her dad's family. So the first dinner that we had earlier in the day, we kind of held back because we knew we were going to have to eat again the next, in just a couple of hours. And then at the second dinner, the house was so crowded that it was impossible to get to the food and eat it in a timely fashion. So I ended up going home from Thanksgiving hungry, which was kind of weird.
I didn't eat all that much. I had a sort of debilitating headache all day on Thanksgiving. I'm not entirely sure why. Ended up taking a good 3-hour nap in the middle of the day.
Did you start drinking early or something?
I didn't start drinking at all.
There's your trouble.
Yeah.
What do we got? Question-wise.
Nick of Juice says he thinks Foggy must have visited New York City today because it is foggy as hell outside. Like 2 feet visibility. I miss fog. I like fog.
My conception of hell doesn't generally involve fog, though. Unless it's like fog that's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fiery fog.
And Naked Jew asks what our favorite kinds of pickle are.
I like bread and butter pickles, and I don't care what anybody else says.
I don't dislike bread and butter pickles. They're not my favorite. But I like the good old dill pickles.
I like the dill pickles for eating, you know, just the ones that are as big as your forearm and come in a barrel and...
Yeah.
Were available 100 years ago and not really so much now, but those were great. You remember those? No.
There are places that have barrels full of pickles. There's some place that I go. I know AJ's has a barrel of pickles.
I wonder if the monkeys ever get out of their barrel and go into the barrel of pickles.
I don't know. They store them in Davy Jones' locker in the Briny Deep?
Probably.
Kyan Rado says, what's going to happen on Crimbo? You'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'll find out.
And you'll find out not too long from now. I was thinking we should maybe even on the first roll out that story thus far thing.
Yeah, where is that going to go, do you imagine? Documentation, maybe?
Yeah, wherever the other holiday explanations go.
Which are in the documentation.
Right. So. You know, we could put up an announcement or something that says, we're all a flutter for Crimbo season. Like, the announcement that indicates the advent calendar has been put in.
Yeah.
Assuming that we're doing an advent calendar this year, which we may not.
I forget how... Yeah, we are, but I forget how the advent calendar works. Do you remember how many days are in it? Because I don't know if it goes in on December 1st or...
I'm pretty sure it goes in on December 1st and runs to the 25th.
Okay.
NC Social points out, you're getting some weird bleeping that's very loud and high-pitched off your radio show. Yeah, that is Skype going, oh my god, your mic was muted and now it's not muted anymore. Oh my god, it's muted again. I can't seem to make Skype not make any noise. I will continue to try. Though I like how all of the options tend to involve things I don't care about. Sounds. Mute all sounds. Save. You should probably do that too. Tools, options, sounds, mute all sounds, because you're getting that beeping too.
Am I? I can't hear it at all here.
I do.
Oh.
Unless it's your, unless it's my Skype that's beeping twice. I don't know, but it's worth doing if it's not all muted.
I did.
It makes annoying noises anyway. Nickaju points out that he kicked ass on my Pulp Fiction quiz on Facebook. And asked if I love him yet. I'm not sure that those things are related. But, yeah, I've always loved you. You complete me. Although, given the time it took him to complete the Pulp Fiction quiz, which is 6 minutes for 10 questions, I'm guessing he got 100% by cheating.
That was awesome when I took that internet class about the Beatles.
Right.
I was able to just Google every single... Like, it is designed, the tests are designed such that you have, like, 1 minute per question.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, maybe longer than it would take a lot of people to look up some information on Google. But, yeah. Gnome Squid says, do you know how to play chess? Yes.
I know how to play chess. I don't know how to play chess well. When I taught my sister to play when she was 6 years old, she beat me every time after she figured out how the pieces moved.
I don't think I've played a game of chess in like 5 years. Gnome Squid says, around when will NS15 happen? There haven't been many updates since NS13, and I'm wondering if the gap between NS11 and NS13 will be about the same length as between 13 and 15. I don't know, man. NS15 will be a lot less of a big deal when we do it. So, if we do it. We've got ideas for the quests. You know, the overall structure of the 14 and 15 quests are known to us. You know, the pace of updates thing is just, it's kind of a bad series of coincidences, because there was a very long period where we just weren't doing anything, because we were all burned out from NS13, and then the pirate thing is just taking so much longer than I was anticipating. And it's because we're having the same problem with it that we have with everything else, where it's just blowing up into so much more content than it was initially conceived of as.
We keep thinking that we're going to make zones with 3 monsters that don't drop anything, and we just never do.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the best.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the game could use some smaller zones with less content in them, certainly, you know. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it's coming along. It's coming along. It's all of the zones are actually, I believe, done now. The artwork for the container document is done, and I'm pretty pleased with the way that turned out.
Yeah, I was really pleased with that. It was excellent.
I need to do the artwork for the monsters and items tomorrow, and then it's kind of a couple writing gaps and a couple code gaps and a little bit of stuff for the event and whatnot, and Riff did some awesome conceptualization and writing yesterday.
Mm.
I don't know if you read that stuff, but it's awesome.
I'm not sure where he put it. I keep checking the wiki, and I haven't seen any new posts in there for a while.
You know, they don't... I think that it's still on that short-term mode where they don't stay black for more than 12 hours.
Hmm.
So I probably ought to switch it back to long-term mode now that we're sort of out of that final NS13 push,
mm-hmm.
where that was a lot more relevant, you know?
Yeah.
I also think that it might just be worth notifying everyone every time anybody posts anything in the wiki.
I can't imagine that getting too annoying.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's never more than a couple a day. And it's, you know, they go away if you don't log on for a couple days. So it's not, even if, you know, one of us went on vacation or something, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, I've heard Crimbo will be delayed this year. Any idea how much slash when we can play in Crimbo goodness? Cheers. It's not that it'll be delayed. It's just that the event is starting later on purpose.
Yeah. People,
I think that...
People didn't really get that in the in the forum thread when somebody quoted what I had said, which is, if there was one criticism that I took to heart about last Crimbo, it was that we rolled it out too early. Not that there wasn't enough content, we just gave people too much time to play with it, so we're probably not going to make that mistake again. And people said, no, it was fine to roll it all out at once, it's just there wasn't enough of it. And I was like, listen, there was plenty. It's just that we overestimated the time it would take to play through it and the amount of fun people would have playing over and over through it. But it, the start date is kind of built in to the content, so...
And the it's a little different too. You're not. I'm hoping that we're not going to get the same sort of just ridiculous lag that we got last year. I'm sure it will be worse because there will be a lot of people who come who pull multis out of mothballs. There will be a lot of people who, you know, haven't been playing and come back when there is an event. But it's not. It is not going to be something that you can blast all of your turns in with all of your multis.
Right.
There are going to be some limitations on the amount of this content that you can consume, and that I think is something that we should continue to do for all limited availability content.
Right.
Because, you know, it's just... Yeah. I don't know. You know, I like... To some extent, you know, the idea of something like the Pickle Factory, you know? But it creates behavior that is logistically difficult to deal with. So Justin Bull says, I got my Wii and Super Paper Mario on Friday, and I just beat Super Paper Mario. That's right, it took 4 days. Did you have a similar experience? Yeah, I think it probably was about 4 or 5 days of play that it took me to beat it. And, you know, by about halfway through, I was done with it. I just wanted to see it through to the end. That made me kind of sad.
Yeah. It's a good thing Galaxy is so awesome.
The thing is, I guess I didn't want... The differences between Paper Mario and Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door were so marginal that I wouldn't have wanted another one of those because it's the same story, you know? Mm. But
didn't it end up that they created challenges by just making things tedious and difficult to do instead of difficult to figure out?
Well, there were a couple places where it was pretty obvious that they were just kind of being smartasses about something making you do something.
Mm.
You know, but I don't know. There's theoretically. The Zero Punctuation guy leveled the same complaint about one particular spot, and then a bunch of people told him that there was some way around it that he hadn't mentioned. And I, you know, that there might have been something that I missed also, but, yeah. Making you run on a wheel for 10 minutes. It's kind of retarded.
Yeah.
Big Dick is sad that he didn't get paddled by you.
I think he would have been sadder if I had paddled him, because I'm sure his expectation would have been much better than the event itself. I tried to tell him that I'm not into dudes, and that he would have to wait for a meet where you were if he wanted to get some kind of attention from a dude, but he would hear none of it. He kept saying, uh-huh. You like musicals, you have to be gay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get to see Beowulf yet, speaking of pop culture?
No, I still just kind of don't care.
It was good. You should go see it. You should go see it in 3D and probably end up telling me that you didn't care for it at all because I thought it was awesome.
No,
I don't think you do that to be contrary. It just seems to be that the things that I get excited about are things that generally are just like, eh, whatever.
You know, I just never end up seeing movies anymore. I didn't see Stardust either.
Stardust was only okay. Stardust was kind of a rental quality movie, I would say.
I wish Mirror Mask had been better.
I really enjoyed Mirror Mask.
Oh, it was good. It was good, but it wasn't...
I would have enjoyed it on TV, I think. As like
yeah, it had that. It had that sci-fi channel vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Snow Tiger says, can we have the chat colors extended to the rest of the game? I think it would be handy to have even just in K-Mail. I'm not really sure how that would work, though. Because K-Mail, you know, the chat colors are pretty much restricted to, like, channels or categories of people. Mm-hmm. I suppose having, you know, if you were looking at an email inbox-style list of messages in K-Mail instead of seeing them all, I could see how, you know, ones from your friend showing up in a different color might be useful, but, yeah.
Maybe we should just do redo the entire K-Mail system to look exactly like Gmail.
Yeah.
Which would improve on the current system, because you would have to click on every message to see its contents.
Do you not like that?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it in Gmail. I was just thinking, like, yeah, it would be kind of neat if we had an inbox where we just saw the titles of the messages, and that, well, that would kind of add a click to every message read, given the existing system, which is fine. So, it was one of those, me thinking out loud and talking myself out of something.
Ceiling Mariachi says, if I keep the Meligra engorged weapon effect for more than 4 hours by not spending adventures, nothing bad happens. When will this be fixed? That's a lie. There's nothing wrong with having an erection for more than 4 hours.
Depends on the context.
Splaley says, first he opens Grumpy Amateur Linguist tags and says, there is no such thing as no accent. And then he closes the Grumpy Amateur Linguist tag.
Right, and there's no such thing as standard English, and there's no such thing as the correct way to say things. I constantly fought against that in all of my linguistic classes. Like, there's nothing wrong with somebody saying that be broke and you be trippin'. Like, as long as you understand what is said, it is grammatical. And there's no reason to prize any version of English above another. And I was like, no. This is how we tell who the educated people are. And we need to be able to tell who the educated people are.
Yeah, so you can fucking take
them
out in your yacht club yacht and murder some minorities.
Pretty much. Who am I supposed to know whom I should look down on if everybody's method of expression is equally correct?
I mean, the thing is, linguists mean a different thing when they say that it is grammatical.
Right. But no, in my linguistics classes, they would use that to take the next step and say, if you're a school teacher and your kid says, yo, I be dying, you don't correct them because that means you're prizing your version of English over theirs. It's like, well, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I would argue that that's something that, you know, is your job as a school teacher.
What the hell is that beeping noise?
I can't hear it.
It's happening a lot now, and I didn't touch anything, and I told Skype to quit making noise at all.
Tell me if it happens right now.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. So that would be me muting my mic to chew on a sandwich.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's going to happen every time you mute your mic, and you shouldn't.
Okay. Well,
just
fine.
Let him hear you chew. It's not going to be as annoying as that noise.
Okay. Damn, this is a good sandwich. I wish I had made it quicker so that I could have finished it before the break ended.
More quickly. Yeah, I'm kind of chewing on stuff, too. I keep intending to eat before the show and keep failing to. So I also keep intending to start my day a good couple of hours before I actually do.
Istanbul says, Making a pie from scratch is like playing the MMG. Sometimes you wind up celebrating the awesomeness, sometimes you wind up with a Silent Hill monstrosity that must be destroyed.
We haven't yet made a bad pie with the recipe that Jess has is on this old pie dish, like a ceramic dish with a recipe for pie on the bottom of it, which works really well unless you put the crust onto the dish and then try and figure out what else you're supposed to do.
Right.
But you know, once we overcame that obstacle, yeah. We ended up making a square pie, though, because I cracked that dish accidentally the morning of, and all the stores were closed, so we made a pie in a casserole dish.
I see.
And got to make pie our squared jokes all day long. It was rich.
Rich pastry and rich humor.
Mm-hmm.
Ponjo says, "Dear Jigger, Mr. Skullhead, haven't seen Ponjo in a while." I don't think. Did either of you ever own a Macintosh computer? If so, what were your favorite games? I did not own a Macintosh computer until OS X. I had a Mac laptop that was kind of shit balls.
Was that the same one that I owned for a while?
No, well, okay, I guess I had two. I had the iBook. The first generation iBook was actually pretty not the first generation iBook, like the ones with the weird clamshell thing, but the white ones. Which that was pretty good computer. That served me well early on. And then later on I was like, ah, damn it, you know, I gotta go back to a PC laptop so that I can actually work when I'm traveling. And then decided that I was going to stop doing graphics work while I was traveling, so I went back to I got a Power Mac like 3 years ago, and it was just a fucking lemon. I had such a terrible time with that laptop. It's just sitting on a shelf now because you can't turn it on without it sounding like somebody's taking a shower. There's just this constant hiss coming out of the speaker. Regardless of where the volume is set. Istanbul says, "This has been 120 minutes of Jick and Scully reenacting REM's Pop Song 89. Should we talk about the weather? Should we talk about the government?
Did we talk about the government? We talked about the weather.
We talked about taxes and toll roads.
Oh, I see.
The Greenling says, "Hello, Jick and Skullhead. Is there any reason why some food items are capitalized and others are not? Explain, Peliz." Peliz? Supposed to pronounce that Peliz? That's plus.
Yeah.
Our capitalization scheme is a little goofy. I went through and standardized it at some point, but I don't know. I don't know that there's been any consistency in the new stuff that's been added. No. I mean, I don't tend to capitalize anything unless it's like a brand name or something, or like, you know, a named item. Like, I think the sword behind it. Well, I don't know. Is the sword behind inappropriate prepositions capitalized?
I would think that it ought to be, even if it's not currently.
Badgerous points out that Delaware has no sales tax. Hey, we could go there and indicate that we could say, yeah, there's no sales tax here, and then we could say, hi, we're in Delaware.
Yep.
Fury Prime says the uvula is a very inappropriate body part.
The uvula is one of those body parts that sounds like it should be naughtier than it is.
It's also one of those words that, like, it, like, kumquat, that,
that
I think is a little goofy for the sake of goofy a lot of the time.
Right. Because, like, if you're going to hit somebody with a fruit, the funniest fruit you would use is a kumquat. And if you were going to punch somebody somewhere, the uvula is the funniest place in which you could punch them.
It'd be pretty difficult to punch someone in the uvula.
It would take some dedication, I admit, but it would be hilarious.
Don't do anything with that, because it's going to make this not work. Sorry. Yeah, whenever my wife does anything with the other computer that's attached to this thing up here, you start breaking up to the point where I can't understand you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's not what happened that time, but...
Ponjo
says, "Jick, could you please stop cutting off most of stuff?"
We both started reading that at the same time, by the way.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Yeah, it's this fucking Skype delay, man. Remember when we were going to try and figure out a way to do this over the phone?
Yeah. You know, I have a landline now. Do you have a landline?
I do not have a landline.
Does your cell phone work reliably in your house?
My cell phone doesn't work reliably at all.
Right.
It just drops calls all the time. I don't know. You know, I need a new phone the way I needed a new microwave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had a crappy microwave, but it's, like, just fine for most of my purposes most of the time, and it's mostly other people pointing out that I need a new phone. Dan Bob says, have you all decided that the non-combat stat gains from areas like the Harem and the Pirate Cove are good where they are? It seems like they still need a little bump, or it still seems like they need a little bump. I keep saying that I'm gonna bump the numbers in the Harem a little bit, so you know maybe I should. But the Pirate Cove is being completely redone, so it'll be more along the lines of the more modern design ethic. So, yeah.
Which means Akara says completely suck, and everyone's going to be really disappointed in it. So
yeah.
Save your complaints about the pirates until we've rolled the new content out.
Yeah. Well, Fred Levi says this game needs some sort of unlimited something works skill. What?
Unlimited something works. I think you're right, Fred Levi.
Sarcastic Avenger says, I heard there was a bit of kerfluffle over tower familiar farming in Bad Moon. Could a zapping loop consisting of the 5 tower familiars be considered? No, because we don't want you to be able to zap the mosquito larva, right? Because that'll screw things up.
Right.
What's a kerfluffle?
I imagine it's the same thing as a... Well, it sounds like a more moderate version of a brouhaha.
Hmm.
Although I guess a more moderate version of a brouhaha would be just a brouhaha.
Right. Sandwich.
I don't know.
Cat, get away from my sandwich. Pablo Bonk says, I've noticed that there are several kilts in the game, but no sporins. Why come? Well, that's because I don't know what a sporin is.
No. Alright, Wikipedia. Is there an option to replace the search window? No, there really should be. An option to replace the search window in Firefox with a Wikipedia search?
Yeah, there's a little arrow next to the G, and Wikipedia is one of the things that's... Oh, no, maybe you have to specifically install that.
I think so. It's giving me a bunch of, like, Neosporin kind of... Oh, because it's spelled incorrectly, that's why. It's S-P-O-R-R-A-N-S.
What is it?
Oh, it's the little... purse that you wear on the front of a kilt.
Well,
and now everybody who wears kilts is going to want to beat me up, but not until after they say, I'm so tired of everyone asking me what I wear under my kilt. Do you want to know what I'm wearing under my kilt?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to see Drunk and Disorderly play two nights ago, and it was kilt night at the bar. And there were a lot of people there wearing kilts, but I couldn't make fun of them because they were all huge. Like, big, burly, Navy SEAL-looking dudes in kilts. Which, I guess, if you're gonna wear a kilt, that's the way you should be. You should spend some time working out. Sporin. I always thought that was a spog. Yeah, I don't know.
What is a spog?
The same thing, the way I've heard it described.
I was thinking that maybe you were looking that up.
No. You could spend a good $500 on one of these things. Which is kind of amazing.
On a
sporin.
On a sporin?
Yeah. Full dress mink sporin, 165 pounds.
Huh.
Seal skin. I don't know. Being Scottish is expensive.
Yeah. Senior Random says, again, thanks for recommending the 360. I wasted 3 hours playing Team Fortress 2, something I never thought I'd find myself doing.
Hmm.
Also, Guitar Hero 3 and the Foo Fighters pack is awesome. Any other game recommendations? No. Just Xbox Live Arcade.
Did you play Dead Rising at all?
I did. I've gone off on that on previous radio shows.
We won't get into that then.
It's a good game, but I mean, it's fun, but it's just it's too hard for me.
I guess one of Jess's friends here just got Rock Band, so I will get a chance to try it out and decide if it's worth spending a crap load of money on. But
that was what the bulk of because you'd have to get the 360 and that big bundle.
Yeah.
That was a large part of the Thanksgiving festivities was people playing Rock Band.
Yeah, what did you make of it?
I like it a lot. I haven't played it a whole lot. You know, I've done maybe 20 songs total, if that. But playing the drums is fun. The singing, I actually, on a song that I know, I feel like I'd be okay at Karaoke Revolution now. Because, yeah. I have a little bit more trouble playing the guitar than I do with the Guitar Hero guitars. The buttons are flush with the neck. So you can, like, you can slide up and down it, which I guess might be useful.
Is there not one button with a raised feature or something to orient yourself, though?
I can barely feel it. There is. Those things are on there, but when I'm in the heat of playing, it's not. I don't register it quickly enough. No, I'm sure I'll get used to it. I also hadn't played Guitar Hero in quite a while, so. Fury Prime says, how about making an item that gives, at random, any effect from the game? How many negative effects are there compared to positive, and how broken would this be? It'd be pretty broken. It would mostly just not make any sense. Glebe says, get off the radio, Jick, and play Galaxy now. But I don't want to.
It is getting ridiculously hard. Now that we've gotten all of the easy stars and gone into what I guess is the, like, there's a big battle and then you get another set of planets towards the end, and we've just been burning through lives like crazy.
Have you collected the Mazzy Star?
I didn't get the Mazzy Star. I did get the Ryan Star. And the Star
Ringo one.
Well, I don't know, the whole thing has been giving me kind of a Star Jones.
Bum bum.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure you'll handle it with grace, Jones.
Hmm.
Mojo Tech says, is lucre pronounced lucre or luke? Neither.
Lucre. Kind of.
Lucre.
Lucre. Lucre.
The sort of, is that the glottal R?
Yeah, something like that. You know, if I almost wish that I had an uncontrollable urge to go to Indiana. So I can talk about my Indiana Jones. But I don't think I'm ever going to have an uncontrollable urge to go to Indiana.
Well.
Not even for the sake of that joke.
Pablo Bonk says he's been playing the Google Images game you suggested. Ear and drink give you a cock through the ear. Fun game. I did not suggest that game.
What game is that?
It's the random verb. Do a search for a verb and a body part. And see how many pages you can get through without there being any porn.
Hmm.
And yeah.
A verb and a body part or a noun?
A verb and a body part.
Hmm.
Like ear and drink and pulverize and toe, which is what I suggested. Textmove says, so right now the missing kidney effect you get in Bad Moon disappears if you look at it funny. It's supposed to be intrinsic, but equipping a custom outfit kills it, as do other things. I just lost it at level 14, and I have no idea why, as I made sure not to touch custom outfits. This makes it an ass and a half of annoying to try and figure out what it does, you know? Yeah, that was a little... It's funny, but it's a little ill-conceived. the code for intrinsics was never meant for us to do anything except have intrinsics on outfits, and that's why it's called intrinsics. It's intrinsic to the intrinsics on pieces of equipment. It is not intrinsic to you, as in NetHack. It is intrinsic to the piece of equipment. But the new outfit code, which is currently in testing and needs to be in testing for a while, is probably going to handle that a little better. But, Fred Levi says, I had the perfect question, but I forgot it.
That doesn't do us any good.
Fred Levi also says he beat Galaxy in one really long day. Damn, that game is so awesome. I can't wait to get all the stars and unlock Super Luigi Galaxy.
Well, you can
I can't believe that that's actually in there.
That's, and that's what the run-through said, or the walk-through said. I guess it was a run-through. It was really quick.
The mosey through.
Right. Now, that's what all the intel I've seen says. That once you collect all...
What about all the AMD?
You can, you can beat the game with 60 stars, which seems like it would be pretty trivial to get. But, anyway.
Man, it is taking so goddamn long to reload the questions that I just... This is really frustrating. I don't want to have to start doing this show from work. You don't know from work.
Yeah. I do all of my shows from work and from home. Let's see, I'll refresh them again. The band. There's nothing new after Fred Levi's question.
Isn't there? Oh, it's rollover.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, so that was it.
Right here in River City. Well, you know, we can talk about the weather and the government for
what's that?
Hour.
What's right here in River City from?
The Music Man.
I see.
The capital T, and that rhymes with D, and that stands for... Or that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Because the trouble...
Ooh.
The trouble in River City was the pool hall that had just opened.
I see.
And was bringing moral turpitude to the city. I don't know. Never seen the Music Man. I've just read a lot about it in books. Oh, yeah. What else?
Sorry. I had become fascinated by my Goonies coin that Riff got me for Christmas or my birthday or something last year.
I got your Christmas present this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did.
We'll have to exchange those when you get out here.
Yeah, I'll have to figure that out. I get to actually return to Phoenix for a bit and see what the hell Zlania and Amplitude have been doing to my house. Which is, not at all my house, but it is kind of weird to see them like, yeah, we got rid of that god-awful paint in the bathroom. Like, you didn't like the paint in the bathroom? You never told me.
You made some weird choices, I think, with some of that. I mean, it's not, like, I thought it was fine. I liked all the crazy colors, but I could see how some people wouldn't want to live in Candyland, you know?
The downstairs rooms were a pretty subdued red and a pretty subdued blue. And then the bathroom was kind of bright because it matched that mermaid design. The only reason the upstairs bathrooms were like Lifesaver orange and Lifesaver yellow was just because we needed to finish the rainbow.
Right.
And taste.
So that you could taste the rainbow.
Yep. I got there first.
How do you know? It's fucked up delay.
From my perspective, I suppose.
Do we have a check-in for our relief?
Yeah, I speculum is on deck.
So it relief is spelled E-Y-E-S-P-E-C-U-L-U-M.
Yep. God. weather is messing with my throat.
Yeah,
I don't think my entire facial system has adapted to the difference in humidity and altitude and temperature yet.
I've been in fucked up winter mode. It's gotten cold here and I'm just all sluggish. Sleeping too much.
You don't know from cold.
Saturday was good though. I woke up at like 9 and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna go to work. And I went and I worked from 9 to 6. And I was just like, damn, Gina. You're so productive. I was calling myself Gina all day.
Ad Writer points out that if there's anyone in the world who'd want to live in Candyland, it's Amplitude.
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, we can get out of here if you'd like.
Unless there are more questions. I cannot fucking believe how slow this bullshit is. It's like it's deteriorating over time.
Hmm.
It's infuriating.
Gleeb says, Luigi is a fun challenge in Galaxy. He jumps higher, runs faster, and has shit for traction.
I remember when we used to call people shit for traction. Yeah, it's like shit for brains.
Somebody who's doing a really bad job at being immobile in a hospital bed.
Yep.
Alright, yeah, we'll get out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow for the music show.
Alrighty. Good night, everyone.
Good night.